This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Bringing our man Will Z here.
What's up, you guys?
Will, is your TV on? What is that noise?
You picking up noise?
Yeah. That's all right, Will. He got his new microphone. He's got his light on. He's looking good. This man's cooking. He's the statty batty. Our man Will Z. Will, how are you feeling about tomorrow?
I'm excited. It's like they've got nothing to lose, like you guys have been saying. So, looking forward to it. Is that background noise better?
Oh, yeah, you sound great. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, man. It's a situation where, you know, well, I don't look at it so much as they got nothing to lose, as they can really win. They can really salvage this season that's been so up and down with taking care of business and beating a team that I know has had your number. But I feel like you're playing them at the right time, not only for how – what's going on with them, but what's going on with you when you talk about the Sacramento Kings. I think Tuesday was a big moment for them, you know, to not only beat the Warriors, but be able to finish a game. They had a big lead. They almost lost it again, you know, but they answered the bell and they were able to overcome that and right the ship, so to speak. And I thought that was big for them and their psyche and their belief in being able to win without a Malik Monk and all this other stuff. And I think they're going to be going into New Orleans riding high.
Yeah, especially with the injuries. Like, it feels like they have all the momentum where it's – I know that the Pelicans have the five games, but obviously with Zion being out and with Brandon Ingram coming back, it just feels like they've got way more to lose. And I love that for the Kings. I love how they're playing right now. They seem like they're ready for the moment. And especially against the Warriors, like, they came out from the get-go. Like, they knew what they had to do on both ends of the floor, and I thought it showed. So it'll be interesting to see how they defend the Pelicans without Zion. I think it's a much easier matchup. But with Zion out, I don't think we're going to see as many double teams. Like, we're not going to see Harrison Barnes on Valanciunas and that create double teams and let Trey Murphy and Herb Jones and everyone get those three-point looks. Maybe they'll do the like Steph treatment to CJ and slow him down, in case anyone forgot, 70% shooting from three against the Kings this season. So I think slowing down CJ probably takes more precedence than slowing down Ingram to me, just because of kind of the rhythm and the flow. So And again, that goes well with where the Kings have their defensive strengths, which is at the guard position.
Yeah, we talked about that a lot today. It's just, I think they should defend, they have the same game plan for CJ that they have for Steph Curry. That's how I think they should go into this game and treat him like he's Steph Curry. Get the ball out of his hands when you can, get multiple defenders around him, and keep him from getting comfortable and in a rhythm in this game. And I think if you're able to do that, that'll go a long way to you winning this game.
And the key with that is the rotations. Like we saw, they were locked in their defensive rotations against the Warriors. If you look at the wide open numbers, the Warriors only shot 13 wide open threes, 12 open, 7 tightly contested. That's a lot. Compared to the Kings, they shot 27, which just for reference. But when you're on point with those rotations after double teaming and blitzing off of screens, that's when they really become effective. If they're late on those rotations, that's when you get a big game from Trey Murphy, from Herb Jones, from Valanciunas on those little dump-off passes. So I think that if they bring that same sort of everyone's locked in on every minute, which it looked like they had against the Warriors, I think that's when that game plan against CJ will really work.
We've talked, and rightfully so, a lot about what the Kings will do defensively against the Pelicans, but what about what the Pelicans do defensively against Sacramento? I think the Pelicans were... That was the 1-for-10 game, right?
For De'Aaron, yeah. For De'Aaron. The one in the middle of the series where they lost by 30 with no Zion. That's where De'Aaron was probably had his worst game as a pro.
Yeah, and like how much of what they do against Sacramento defensively is what's led us to this 0-5 point?
I think it's not a coincidence at all. Like they have Herb Jones. He's the primary defender against De'Aaron Fox. And this season, when Fox has been guarded by Jones, 28 points, but on 40.7% from the field and 27.3% from three. He only has 3 assists. He has 5 turnovers. He's only drawn 2 shooting fouls. Like Herb Jones has the ability to single-handedly shut Fox down or at least slow him down enough where a lot of other teams don't have that one-on-one defender who can do that to Fox. You see it a lot with like Lu Dort. He has that same type of ability. So them having that type of defender that they can put on him is just so one of the reasons, one of the many reasons that I think that they're such a bad matchup for the Kings. And especially with Monk out, they don't have that other player who can really drive and get to the basket. We saw Davion do that really well against the Warriors. So if he can come in and do that same type of driving and kicking or get to the rim, that'd be great. But that, along with Valanciunas being able to guard Sabonis one-on-one, really makes them match up well defensively against the Kings.
Yeah. And they've got those type of horses. One thing that I would try to do, and once again, it gets back to CJ. I really make CJ work. Keon has shown the ability to run some pick and roll action with Domas Sabonis. I would exploit that a little bit more, you know, this because I'm assuming CJ is going to be guarding Keon Ellis in that case. If they try to put him on Keegan Murray, all right, we're going to do a bunch of DHOs with Sabonis and Keegan Murray. But I'm making him work his ass off the entire game, you know, offensively and defensively. I'm trying to wear him down. And he's still a great player. He could still play really well, but you want to try and not let him be comfortable out there on both sides of the floor. So that's something I would look at for the Kings offense.
Yeah, and looking at just the last game, Keon was guarded by McCollum, and Keon, when guarded by him, only took one shot. It was a three. He missed it. So be a little more intentional, like you were saying, against that matchup and get away from Herb Jones, either that or get Fox in some pick-and-roll action, try and get Herb off of him. And maybe put CJ in that action to try and get that switch. I don't remember if the Pelicans switch or not on screens. I'd have to go back and look, but definitely look for the better matchups when you have them.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Were you able to, like, I obviously do the, have a very different process than you do. I was just looking at box scores and going through this, like, man, CJ went nuts in a couple of games. Zion had his moments. Ingram had his moments. Trey Murphy had a moment at the Golden 1 Center. It feels like there's a lot of guys in Pelicans uniforms who play really well versus Sacramento. Is that... is that a comfort level? Is that just a, yo, we can dominate this team. Any guy could cook. We saw Dyson Daniels have a nice game. Like, I don't mean that as a shot. Jose Alvarado is not known as a big-time scorer. He scored, you know, a ton of points. Is that a product of the confidence of the Pelicans, or is there something the Kings are missing defensively?
I don't know. Maybe both. I want to pull up their what they're averaging in terms of wide-open threes. Against the
Kings. Boy, Kenny Caraway numbers. Here we go.
You know it.
Here we go. The Kenny Caraway numbers.
You know, I like that,
but
man.
Yeah, I mean, the last game when Alvarado had the ball where he tracked down in the corner, he was like a one man fast break and he shot like a fadeaway in the corner. It was just a like heartbreaking.
They hit 22 threes in that game.
That was crazy. And they hit 22 and they shot like 55% from three.
Yes, 55%. Yeah, they were 20 and 40.
That's
they shot 54% the game before that.
Mm-hmm. That was the one in Sacramento that they won by 30 or so. I think CJ had 30 in that game.
33 to be exact, but whatever.
All right. So against the Kings, 19.8 wide open threes. Per game, they make 9.2 of them. That's 46.5%. On the season, they take 18.6. So a little bit of a difference, not too much, 40%. So you see the number jump up just slightly and the percentage jump up. So maybe that's comfortability. Maybe it's the fact that, I don't know, the Kings were especially early on, I don't think as much anymore, but they were kind of forced into double teaming. That the Pelicans just get good looks because of the Kings' defensive strategy guarding Zion and Ingram. So I don't know. That's my theory. I don't really have anything to prove it, but.
And I got the game on right in front of me in the first play of the game. This last one on Thursday, or a couple Thursdays ago, was a dump down to Valanciunas with Harrison Barnes guarding him. Keon has to leave CJ for the double team. Now, Valanciunas end up shooting the ball and didn't kick it out to CJ or whatever. But, like, that's why it kind of changes things with Zion out, because that's problematic. That when I say, like, let Valanciunas score or whatever, that's with the right matchup, right? That's with him going up against Sabonis. And if they want to go one-on-one with that all day, cool. I can't have him going up against Harrison Barnes. And now with no Zion – you can match up more traditionally. Mm-hmm. You can put Sabonis on Valanciunas and let that be a one-on-one matchup and stay home on the shooters. And I'm all for that, for the at least at the very least the opening strategy. You know what I mean? You always have plan B and C, and if they adjust, you make your adjustments. But with Zion not being there, because I say all that because Sabonis was guarding Zion to start the game last time. That's how Valanciunas got Harrison on him. Now you can have just the traditional, all right, the big mans are going. I got a wing that'll go up against this wing and everything else that you're trying to do. So it puts everything back into its proper spot, I think.
I agree. I think the other big thing will be the possession battle. Mike Brown's been talking about it like nonstop.
Yeah.
So the two main things, the Kings getting steals, and then on the other end, getting offensive rebounds. They did both of those so well against the Warriors. Mm-hmm. And I think 40 points came from either steals either like points off turnovers or second chance points, which if you're winning that possession battle, you're not only getting more shot attempts, but you're going always play on tacos. You're getting looks against the Pelicans defense when they're not set. So in transition, the Pelicans aren't going to be set in defense, and on offensive rebounds, you have everyone scrambling a little. So you have a better chance, I think, of scoring against them, because the Pelicans, it's not like Zion is their main defender. He's great in that help defense, but he's not the one kind of leading their defense. So they're still going to have that great defensive ability even without Zion out there. So get as many good, easy looks as possible.
That's Herb Jones.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy. He's their lead defender. He's the one who kind of is the hub on the defensive end.
Yeah, and then Valanciunas in the middle does a great job. Again, kind of like Sabonis, just vertical contest, just big body in there. That he's not going to block a ton of shots, but he's going to make life difficult inside.
I know we just said this. I need Domas to have a moment.
Yep.
Because Valanciunas is one of those guys who it's like, and it's not like the Kevon Looney where, you know, Looney has a series against him on a big stage or whatever. Mm-hmm. Valanciunas is a big, physical, nasty dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and those, like, that's a tough matchup for Domas because he's one of less than a handful of guys in the entire league that can match physical strength with him.
Yeah.
And we see how hard Domas has to work when they play each other. I want Domas to have a moment.
Yeah.
Have a moment against Valanciunas.
Let him and the whole world know you're here. Absolutely. Well, another thing that that I want to see from this team and to be aware of, and, you know, it's maybe on Mike or, you know, it's on the players first, but maybe on Mike as well. The story of a lot of these games, not taking anything away from the Pelicans winning and dominating the way they do, but there's been some crazy runs, right? I think in the game, the most recently, it was a relatively close game, like a 4, 5, 6-point game. And then the Pelicans go on a 17-0 run.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Kings battle back, get it closer, whatever. And then I think they start off the fourth quarter, the Pelicans do, with like a 13-0 run or something like that. I remember the same thing happened in the game at the Golden 1 Center. When they beat the brakes off them by 33, the play-in or the in-season tournament game. I think the Kings were winning that game in the first half. And then the Pelicans go on this run to separate themselves in the second quarter. You got to eliminate the runs one way or another, whether that's answering with the score, whether that's calling the timeouts, whatever you have to do. You got to make sure we don't see any 10, 12, 13-0 runs in this game to keep yourself close.
Yeah, was the Pelicans game the game where Mike Brown burned through like all of his timeouts? In, I remember there, he had like 2 timeouts left with like 8 minutes to go or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The most recent
to try and
Pelicans
stop
game?
Those runs. I think so.
Okay.
To try and stop the runs. So I'll be interested to see how quick he is with those timeouts. If the same type of situation, like you were just saying, comes up.
Yeah, the Pelicans outscored the Kings in the first quarter 34-23, Will, so that checks out a little bit. That could have been.
That makes sense.
That could have been that game. I know it's a little early. Do we got a swing stat for tomorrow?
Not one set in stone yet. I think it might be second chance points. I think that's how the Kings are going to win this game. Again, I still get nervous about their ability to score. So I think they need as many shot opportunities as possible. And what made me so happy about the game against the Warriors was that the Kings had, I forget the number, but a bunch of offensive rebounds, something like 16 or so. And Sabonis had 2. So it was the entire team was getting on the offensive board. So you can tell that Mike Brown is putting emphasis on that, and that the whole team is buying into that concept to try and go get those offensive rebounds. Mm-hmm. So a similar type of approach, I think, would go a long way against the Pelicans.
Kings lost the second chance points battles in every game but the last one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the last one, what was it, Will? Like 11-7? Yeah, the Kings won that battle 11-7. They got ripped apart in a couple of them.
Mm.
And I don't think they've had a single game with 10 plus steals against the Pelicans. So the kind of duo of those two will be key. So maybe it'll be a combo swing stat.
Man, it feels like the Pelicans really capitalize off of turnovers too. Like if the Kings turn the ball over, the Clippers are going to score. Or the Clippers, excuse me. The Pelicans are going to score off of it.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, you go into this game and you go into that locker room if you're one of the players or if you're Mike Brown and you'd be like, you know, I don't know, something symbolic like hold up the plate, the sheet, and rip it in half. Because that everything don't matter. Everything that we talk about, everything that
it only matters in your film sessions.
That's it.
It don't matter when you take the floor.
Yep. None of that comes with you. And that's what this team has to be thinking about. Like, you've got an opportunity tonight to get to the playoffs. And that's all that matters. The five games before don't matter at all. So, and I think that's how they will come out to this game. I think that's how they will approach this game as an opportunity against, you know, another good NBA team, not the scary Pelicans who've beaten us five times. They're going to look at them and like, it's our time now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Will, great stuff. We'll miss you tomorrow at Sky River. And hopefully by the time we return, we'll have a whole series to break down.
I'd love nothing more. I'll miss you guys tomorrow. It'll be weird not being there, but I'll be watching from here.
We appreciate you. Thanks, Will.
Appreciate you, Will.
Thanks, guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.